Congestive cardiac failure by All-Star Medics. Congestive cardiac failure is a clinical syndrome in which the heart cannot pump sufficient blood to meet the body's needs or cannot adequately handle venous return. Diagnosis is largely clinical. There is no single diagnostic test. It can result from congenital or acquired heart diseases that cause pressure or volume overload, or from myocardial dysfunction. Cardiac causes include congenital defects, such as ventricular septal defect, atrial septal defect, patent ductus arteriosus, and arrhythmias. Acquired causes include valvular diseases like rheumatic heart disease, myocardial conditions, such as viral myocarditis, dilated or hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and pericardial conditions like tuberculous pericarditis. Extracardiac causes include anemia, pulmonary hypertension, severe pneumonia, especially in neonates, systemic hypertension, metabolic disorders such as electrolyte imbalances and hypoglycemia, endocrine diseases like thyroid dysfunction, and certain drugs such as antineoplastic agents. Children with CCF may present with poor feeding, difficulty in breathing, poor weight gain, easy fatigability in older children, tachycardia, tachycardia, hepatomegaly, edema, and sometimes cardiac murmurs. Investigations include full blood count and differential, serum urea and creatinine, electrolytes, echocardiography, electrocardiogram, and chest X-ray. Supportive care involves placing the child in a propped-up position to ease breathing, administering oxygen, restricting salt and fluids, and monitoring daily weight for hospitalized patients. Pharmacological management includes diuretics for preload reduction, such as furosemide 1 mg per kilogram per dose, given 2 to 3 times daily intravenously or orally. Afterload reduction can be achieved with ACE inhibitors, like captopril at 0.1 to 0.5 mg per kilogram divided every 8 hours, up to a maximum of 0.6 mg per kilogram per day, or enalapril at 0.1 mg per kilogram once or twice daily, up to a maximum of 0.5 mg per kilogram per day. Inotropes such as digoxin at a dose of 0.02 to 0.05 mg per kilogram once daily by mouth are used in stable patients. Dopamine or dobutamine infusion may be required in severe cases. Beta blockers such as carvedilol are useful in chronic heart failure states, especially in dilated cardiomyopathy, starting at 0.08 mg per kilogram every 12 hours and increasing gradually up to a maximum of 0.5 mg per kilogram every 12 hours as tolerated. In summary, CCF is a multifactorial clinical syndrome that requires comprehensive management. Supportive care, fluid control, oxygen, and pharmacologic therapy, tailored to the child's age and cause, are key to improving outcomes. Monitoring renal function, electrolytes, and daily weight is essential during treatment.